G'day, I'm Pastor Matt Tealy, and this is part two in a series of sermons explaining the basics of prayer. So we need to go back to basics, and the ancient word for basics is catechism. Catechism is basic teaching. So last week we explored how to start, and today we explore how to continue in prayer. And so each week I want to start with just the words that Martin Luther wrote almost 500 years ago to explain this, Martin Luther's catechism. And you might like to stop yourself from becoming bored by reading it with me. Ready? Hallowed be your name. What does this mean? God's name is certainly holy in itself, but we pray here that it may be kept holy among us also. How is God's name kept holy? God's name is kept holy when the word of God is taught in its truth and purity, and we, as the children of God, also lead holy lives according to it. Help us to do this, dear Father in heaven. But anyone who teaches or lives contrary to God's word profanes the name of God among us. Protect us from this, Heavenly Father. So today, we're going to explore the words, Hallowed be your name. And I have just two things to say about this today. The first one is this: prayer is more natural when you're less focused on yourself. You know, I'm a terrible dancer. I am one of those typical unbalanced Aussie males who can deal with things that are mechanical, but on a dance floor, I have two left feet. You know, at the end of a wedding reception where the bride and groom get up and have their first dance and then all the guests are invited, I'm the bogan holding a beer. I'm avoiding eye contact. I don't want to dance, and I don't want you to ask me. And it's not that I don't enjoy dancing. It's just that I dance even worse than Peter Garrett. I dance like a dog's breakfast, and I'm terrible at it. But recently, something changed for me, just a bit. For Christmas, I found a daring gift. It was dancing lessons for couples, a series of online lessons where couples learn dance moves together. So, after Christmas, my wife and I fronted up for our first ever dance lesson. It was a bit awkward. It was hard to get started. It was much like a first prayer, actually. Ever done a first prayer? Maybe you're about to do one. Doesn't matter if it's a bit stumbling. All that matters is that you get into it. But then something changed a bit because I discovered a secret about dancing, or at least a secret about dancing with a partner. And it's this: it's more natural when you're not focused on yourself. The problem for me was I had been focused on me. I'd been focused on getting it right and looking good. but I started to enjoy it when I became less worried about myself and more focused on my dance partner. It's much more natural when you focus on your partner. You focus on their moves and their place. You focus on being there for them, ready for them. And especially, you focus on being ready to catch them, which I did most of the time. It's simply more natural when you're not focused on yourself. To dance well with somebody, you have to hallow them a bit. The secret to dancing with someone well is to think, hallowed be the dance partner. Now, I've just started using a strange old word, haven't I? Hallow. It's a beautiful old word. It means literally to make something holy. Hallow, holy. To hallow someone is to put them on a pedestal. To hallow someone is to place them above you. To hallow someone is to make them look good, not to make yourself look good. To hallow somebody is to put them before you. Good dancers hallow their dance partner. They aren't worried about looking good themselves so much. They want to make their partner look good. And this is a truth about prayer. When our focus is not on ourselves, it becomes much more natural. And that's why the Lord's Prayer begins with the words, "Hallowed be your name." When we say these words, we put God above and before ourselves. To hallow something is to put it in a place of honor, in a category of its own, to think of it as set apart and sacred. And so in our prayer, we don't focus on what we do. on getting all the right words and getting all the steps right and being good enough, we don't focus on saying the right words. To say, hallowed be your name, makes prayer more natural because it takes my focus away from me. Jesus advised us not to worry so much about our own moves in prayer, as if there are magical words that'll make it all work perfectly. Instead, he says, put our focus on our divine partner. So that's the first thing. Look, when Jesus gave us the Lord's Prayer, there was a special order to it. First, we face our dance partner, our Father. And then in the first part of the Lord's Prayer, the focus is all and only on God. Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done. Only when we've done that are we ready then to move healthily onto some other stuff. So the Lord's Prayer doesn't leap into asking for things. It doesn't start with me and what I want. Instead, it teaches us the secret that prayer will be more natural when we lose our focus on ourselves. Our focus is the glory of God, the name of God, the will of God, the presence of God, the love of God first. Michael Green writes, "The order is significant. We are not so taken up with ourselves that we rush into God's presence and give him a shopping list of our needs. God's name is to be hallowed. That is to say, we long for God's name or character to have top place in the world and in people's hearts. Hallowed be your name means, Lord, may we make you number one." So the first thing that we learn here is that prayer is a little like dancing. Don't worry if you aren't getting it exactly right. Instead, get the right focus. Look your partner in the eyes. Focus on them first. Hallow your partner. Hallow God. Start with wonder and praise. Then prayer starts to become a bit more natural. See, prayer is more natural when you're not focused on yourself. The second and final thing I'll say today is this. Saying hallowed be your name moves our focus from the problems to something greater. Recent research by the US organization Pew Research Center reveals that online news and social media tend to focus us on the negative. I don't think we needed research to know that. Online news and social media focus us on the negative. The more online news we consume, the more social media we digest, the more negatives we find. And this creates what the researchers called headline anxiety or headline stress disorder. Do you like that one? You could go home today and say, I've got HSD, headline stress disorder. Perhaps most modern people have just a touch of this. This is the constant drumbeat of bad news, constant online updates, pandemics, new virus variants, climate change, wars and more wars, election scandals, stabbings and shootings, left versus right, culture wars, never-ending problems. Are you distracted yet? You know, bad news can be addictive. The more we read, the more we keep reading. We go online and we lose hours, and that's why they call it doom scrolling. But saying the Lord's Prayer is the opposite of doom scrolling. Saying the Lord's Prayer moves our focus from the problems to something greater. Remember, to hallow someone is to put them first. You forget yourself a bit and you focus on them. But to hallow the name is even greater. To hallow a name in the ancient language means so much more. It means to call them greater than all else. William Barclay says, in Hebrew, the name means much more than merely the name by which a person is called. The name means the whole character of the person. Before anything is asked for ourselves, God and his glory and the reverence due to him come first. Only when we give God his place will other things take their proper place. To say hallowed be your name means not just to see God as above yourself, but to submit to God as the first, greatest thing. It's to put God first and to say, God, you are bigger than all else. You are bigger than all my problems. Saying hallowed be your name moves our focus from all of the problems to something greater. And that's what we need. A decade ago, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. This is something that can strike when very young, and it's much different to the osteoarthritis that's natural with age. It's a disease of the immune system, where your immune system starts attacking all the joints in your body. The body literally attacks itself, and the immune system can eat the joints and hit them all at once. Now, when that diagnosis came, it was all I could think about. It overshadowed everything for me. I think it actually got me pretty depressed. And for a time, that diagnosis was the biggest thing in my mind. I couldn't think about future plans. I couldn't think about good things because the problem got in the way. The madness of online news and social media and constant coverage can do that to us too. The problem, the negatives, can get in the way of anything else and of seeing life. It can consume us, so we just don't see anything else. Right now, I ask you, is there something that consumes you? Maybe for a moment, think of that and submit it to God and say to God, no, hallowed be your name. Saying hallowed be your name, it moves our focus from the problems to something greater. So rather than our focus of prayer being just the wars and the injustice or the failures or the politics or the disease, our prayer focuses on God and we deliberately say, God, you are greater. You're greater than the problems. You are greater than the challenges. You are greater than death. Hallowed be your name. We live under your glory and your presence. You are greater than the problems and we focus on you first. Only then can the problems be dealt with. So when you face headline anxiety, if you have a touch of headline anxiety disorder, when the world gets on top of you, when you're consumed by the problems, pause and say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And then let the dance of prayer begin. Well, that's it for today. We've heard just two things. One, prayer is more natural when you're not focused on yourself. And two, saying hallowed be your name moves our focus from the problems to something greater. Let's leave them sit there for a moment. Let's pause. Which of these do you need to remember most? You might like to tell somebody nearby, or pause and think, which of these two do I need to remember most? And may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life eternal. Amen.